From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. No question that the Venetian Causeway linking the residential islands on Biscayne Bay to the mainland is in sad shape. The question is, how do you fix it without cutting off residents from fire and other emergency services? So, an official request from Miami Beach to the U.S. Coast Guard in Miami-Dade County is now in the works. It would lock down the eastern drawbridge while the western part of the bridge is closed for repairs for 9 months. Beach Fire Chief Virgil Fernandez says, to make matters worse, the eastern drawbridge has been getting stuck in the upright position, and they've had trouble getting where they need to be quickly on two different runs.
What we're working with is the City of Miami Fire Department and making sure, and our Marine Patrol, Miami Beach Marine Patrol, so that we have access to the island. And that would entail moving the Miami Fire Boat closer to Miami Beach and us alerting the police department that we're going to need Marine access from their units.
The Venetian is the state's oldest causeway, considered historic, but the structural problems could no longer be ignored when a county bus opened a hole in the bridge deck back in April. Maybe you know you're supposed to move over or at least slow down when emergency vehicles are parked by the side of the road or highway and has more than two lanes. Now, that also pertains to garbage trucks and utility trucks. If you don't move or slow at least 20 miles under the limit, it's considered a moving violation. 5 miles an hour if the speed limit is 20 or less. That means a ticket gets you 3 points on your license and fines of up to $179. Depending on which county. And one final story regarding vehicles. There is an all-out push to prevent more kids from dying of heat stroke because they've been left in hot cars. David Friedman is the acting administrator for the National Traffic Highway Safety Administration.
I truly think getting the word out can change the way people act. We can change the way our culture treats this issue.
Florida ranks second in the nation for this type of death involving children. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?